And today, I ask you to consider this. What makes you give to others? Is it guilt? Probably not. The reason I say that is guilt is really not among the positive reinforcers. You ask for something that's a positive reinforcement, guilt is not on my list. Not part of my shining example. So, when you give, do you plan your offering? Do you imagine how it's going to be received? Do you hope for a standing ovation as you appear to look humble, but hoping you also look regal? You're doing it wrong. Okay, look, they caught you in a powerful profile. You're one in a million. That's you. Always giving and kind and unassuming and generous and thoughtful and intelligent. You're a maniac. That's what you are. Why can't we all be like you? Even though you seem to be like, well, I don't know, not very much like yourself when you're seen across the ballroom, people offering their thanks to you because of what you've done, what you've given. You're the magnanimous one. You're the kind one. You're the esteemed giver of all the gives. You're the calm, dedicated giver. We're all indebted to you. We can only hope to duplicate our meager, threadbare manner what you've done. Well, that's one look at thoughtful generosity. Here's another. How would you feel if all such generosity remained secret and under seal, never meant to be known by anyone? Who do you think we thank for all the wonderful gifts that are given to others? If we don't know who to thank, one is so meaningful and precise in its nature, but we thank no one because we don't know who did it. There's no credit in a perfect world for the gift that means the most to the city, to the county, to the recipients, to the dreamers, to the sorrowful, to the remarkable, to the people who need it. Giving, you see, is not really something for you. Giving is an art, and the giver appreciates the art of helping and giving and awareness, as the act of giving actually transforms the moment from a social act with photographs and a cut the ribbon to one of invisible power. By giving and getting no credit, you change and you transform the very act into one of mystery. How do we affect our society with our generosity without affecting ourselves? You have to practice, that's right. Practice living in a world in which you are not the most important element, where your name is not attached to anything, where you and your acts are anonymous, and then let the credit flow to places where it has never been before. Thank someone else for the good work that you've done. Make you feel better anyway. It's 12:17. The Christmas spirit has got me, I guess. Let's meet our guests. From Give North Central Washington, the Community Foundation Awards are about to be awarded, and Beth Stipe and Claire Odie are here. Executive Director, Beth Stipe, and the Director of Community Grants, Claire Odie. Thank you both for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You think I was getting too dark with my offering there? He said, where's he going with this? Wouldn't it be nice, though, if all giving was anonymous? Everyone did it, but no one got credit for it, because the results would be nicer, and we would have less in the way of our judgment about those who give.
Well, we do have a lot of people who give anonymously, and there certainly is a reason for that. But at the Community Foundation, one of the things that we love and is one of the honors that we have is to keep the legacy of those who have done charitable giving and have been generous in our communities, keeping their legacies alive. And so I can tell you stories about people who have left a legacy in this region, and it's just really a really nice thing to be able to share that generosity with others. And so we're really privileged to be a part of that.
It's amazing that there's so much. Well, I think $200,000 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Most people do.
Yeah.
But for it to come from unnamed sources that are there providing you with this money for specific needs, really, I think, is amazing. And many, many people would find it that way, too, I think.
Yeah. So the Community Foundation has been around since 1986. And we have over 500 different funds that we manage that are all there to benefit charitable causes in North Central Washington. And all of those funds have been set up by people in this region who care and who want to give back and who want to make this place even better than what it was before. And those gifts come in the form of scholarships. They come in the form of what we would call a designated beneficiary, where someone says, you know, I've really loved the Humane Society in my church and have given to them all my life, and I want to make sure that they're cared for after I'm gone. And then we have what we call unrestricted money, which is where someone will give to the foundation and they will say, you know, I want to make sure that this community is cared for long after I'm gone, and I know that the needs may be very different than what they are today, and so I want to give the board and the community the flexibility to be able to meet the needs when they come as they're needed. And so that's where the regional impact grant funding comes from, is from those unrestricted dollars that people have given to enable us to be able to meet the needs where they are today.
But there's so many people, apparently, who have bequeathed money to you,
yes,
whether they're alive or maybe they have passed on, to make sure that the good works are done.
And it's a combination of both, for sure.
And it's it must be catching because you do it every year. Do you find yourself midway through summertime saying, we're $100,000 short, what are we going to do when Christmas time gets here? Or do you know where the money's coming from ahead of time?
We do know where the money is coming from ahead of time. And that's the wonderful thing about a community foundation is that we're invested in a very conservative portfolio. And so we look back 3 years. We do a 3-year rolling average. So we have a pretty good idea. We're not spending in advance, if you will. We're spending in arrears. And so we know that money is going to be there and that we know when we go out to do our work and to try to select the beneficiaries of those dollars, what we have available to them. And then the great thing about the Give NCW campaign, because there's never enough money to meet all of the needs, is that we're able to go out to the community and share all of the great projects that are out there being done and ask the community to step up and make a gift.
And how do you let everyone know that you exist and that this is the way that you continue to exist by taking money bequeathed to you and make sure it goes to the right place?
Well, you know, we work with a lot of professional advisors in the community who are really great at helping those clients that they have that want to do charitable giving to understand what their options are. And then, of course, we run into folks who sit on boards of directors who are volunteering their time in the community because, you know, it's not just giving dollars that people are doing here. They're also giving their time and talent. And so that's another wonderful way that people give back in our region, and we find that this is a really generous place. And then once it gets to us, then we're able to do our work. And I know Claire is going to talk to you a little bit about how we go about selecting these organizations.
Do you select the organizations, Claire? Or do they sometimes help by selecting you and making themselves known to you?
That's a good question. So it's one of our competitive grant programs. So we receive applications from charities who are interested in receiving funds from all over Chelan, Douglas, and Okanagan County. So this year we actually received 60 applications, which is a big group of applications to go through. Lots of important needs are represented.
You get more each year, 61 year, 70 the
next?
Yes,
it kind of keeps going up and up. So we'll see what we get next year. And so what we do is with those 60 applications is we have the really tough task to narrow that down to 25 nonprofits that are going to participate in Give NCW. So what we do is we travel all around the region with our board of directors, and we meet with the charities face-to-face, and we get to know a little bit more about their organization and their needs and their grant proposals so that we can make the most informed decision possible. So we traveled, over 600 miles, I think, this fall to meet with these charities and get to know them a little bit better.
Well, let's start with the Alethea Writing Center. They're number one on your list, but there are also some people that we've had as guests on the show, and they do really some remarkable work.
They do.
And it's not only remarkable, but it's unique. I don't know how many people are able, trained, and willing to go ahead with this type of treatment for kids of all types with a lot of different problems where just riding on a horse changes their life.
Yes, absolutely.
And do you go, using that as an example, did you go to the writing center and take a look at their operation?
We did, and it is such a special place to visit. And we got to actually see a lesson in action. So like you said, it's therapeutic horseback riding for people with special needs. It could be children who have physical, emotional, or learning disabilities. They also work with adults who maybe are fighting back from a stroke or disease or traumatic brain injury. And it's a chance to rehabilitate and improve their ability to move. And it's just, it's pretty magical to see those happen right in front of your eyes.
Doing all the physical therapy, trying to get your body back, and then you ride a horse and you go, I feel better.
Right.
Exactly.
And also, I know that there are a lot of children involved in that program who are sort of trapped in their own childhood. They may be autistic. They may have some other problems, but they come out of their shell. Once they get on the back of a horse, it changed in many ways. It's probably the most excitement they've had in some time. Mm-hmm. And it transforms them in such a way that they're more outgoing. They have more language skills. They're more confident physically. It's really a remarkable thing that comes from just riding a horse.
Absolutely. Yeah. Way beyond the physical benefits, the emotional and mental benefits are pretty incredible.
And you've awarded them $14,000. You must think great guns of their work.
Yes, we do. We think they're doing incredible work, and they want to be able to provide these special lessons for folks who maybe can't afford the full cost of those lessons. So that's kind of what they're raising funds for this year, is to make it more accessible for more families to participate.
And it also takes a lot of money to feed a horse.
That it does.
You'll find out that they have appetites.
Yeah.
Yep. So their goal is to raise $30,000. So they're over halfway there, and we'd love for folks who are interested to continue to support them.
That was a good example. Now we know how you do it. Also, give us an example, if you can, of somebody perhaps who's new this year to your Community Foundation Award, someone who you've discovered through their new works and rewarded them for their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have lots of new folks, actually. You know, this is an organization many folks are familiar with, but we haven't worked with in the past, is Special Olympics Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they, as most folks know, they allow a really inclusive and positive environment for adults with, well, children and adults with intellectual disabilities to participate in sports competitions. And they have pretty incredible programs here in Chelan, Douglas, and Okanagan County. And they want to allow more athletes to participate. And so they want to be able to provide more transportation to and from competitions, uniforms, needed equipment, and get more folks involved. And so we were really excited to meet with them for the first time in a long time and hear about their needs and the work that they're doing. So we're excited to be able to support them this year, too.
I'm looking at the list of all the people that you help. You wouldn't expect the city of Intiat to be on the list, but they came up with an idea,
yep,
and it resonated with you guys. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so they are building, they have pretty limited ballparks in the NTI area for kids to get outside and play soccer and play baseball. And so they are building this new park over by the fire station. And it's something that's been in the works for a couple of years, and they've secured a good amount of dollars, but they're still not quite there, and they want to get this implemented as quickly as possible for those kids. So we're hoping to just kind of bring them across the finish line.
If I talk to mayors, state senators, politicians, people around town, they always talk about the housing shortage in Chelan County. It's mm-hmm. just a fact. But look at you. You've done something about it. You've helped Habitat for Humanities. And I salute you on this with a standing ovation, because as many times as I've talked about the housing problem on this radio show in the last 2 years, I've yet to see somebody really take an important first step. In other words, saying, so I built a house. And that's what you guys did. You helped them out with townhomes. That's really amazing. Tell me mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah, I love that they're doing townhomes. It's such a creative use of space, because we know that that's an issue in our area. And so they're able to get, you know, more families these beautiful homes. And we actually got to go in and see one of their recent townhome builds. And it was 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. You know, conservative small space, but a great use of space. And so we'll have a couple families moving in there soon. And then they want to build a few more. They've got lots of families who are on the list waiting for these affordable housing opportunities.
That's on South Chelan. Where is that, so people can see it when they drive by? Do you know exactly?
Oh, gosh. I don't, you know, I wouldn't, I was looking at an older build that they had done recently. So the one that they're about to do, I haven't actually seen that site yet. So I'm not sure exactly where it is.
And the actual award for this is $6,000, but it's to Habitat for Humanity, who I did not realize had a local organization.
Yeah.
It's not that I just wasn't aware. So that's great to know that they're building homes.
Absolutely. So their goal is $10,000. So they're just $4,000 short.
Some of the good work that you do is with children, with awareness programs and helping with literacy programs. To get somebody who is on the fence in terms of learning right into the literacy program, so that they understand languages, they fall in love with their own language, that they can write and express themselves both vocally and in writing. It's an extraordinary gift that they'll use their whole life. And you're involved with that, with the literacy programs, with Chapter 2 Chapter. What's that?
Yeah, so Chapter 2 Chapter is a pretty new organization, and they provide books to, they partner with schools, they partner with charities that work with children who are probably or usually low income or facing some adversity in their life, and provide them, you know, wonderful age appropriate books for them to take home and keep. And so they partner with some different book companies that actually give them excess books. And so they work with volunteers to sort through, you know, piles and piles of books, and get those to kids who need them, so they don't end up in the recycling bin, which would be such a tragedy. So they do great work in the Okanagan area, and then they're coming down and doing some work in the Chelan area as well, and would love to be in Wenatchee too.
A couple of days ago, Jeffrey Neer was sitting right where you're sitting, Beth. And he talked about the support for the capital campaign for the Wenatchee Public Library, which right. has not been remodeled since 1959.
Right.
He's raised a lot of money, but you helped him. You gave him
$11,500.
Yeah, because that library needs to be brought into the 21st century.
It is a wonderful community project. And we are big fans of the North Central Regional Library in general. because they are a really wonderful asset in our region. And I think they have over 33 libraries that they support in, I think, 5 counties. And the Wenatchee Library is just one of those branches. And so anything we can do to help improve access to reading and information is a great thing for everyone in our community.
In fact, that harkens back to something that I learned that day. If you want to know the facts about something, you can call the library and ask the librarian. They will look it up.
Right. And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
That's right. And they will look up the actual answer, not the one that you find on the internet. And not only give you the answer, but attribute it to a source.
Absolutely.
Now, that's valuable information.
So do you use them a lot, Michael?
I go through a world, the world that I live in, sourceless.
There you go.
But if I needed something, I would do that for them. I think I'm going to have to take a call here. It's one of our friends. I think Kevin Rounce is on the line right now. Kevin, is that you?
It is me. I am hanging out at Walmart right now.
Well, Kevin, say hello. Kevin, say hello to Beth Seip and Claire Oatney from the Given North Central Washington. They're here talking about money giveaways. Nothing for you, I'm afraid. I've looked in your stocking. There's nothing there.
Oh, I'm sure I'm doing just fine on my own down here. We're having a great time. In fact, I've had folks that have just had a little bit of change, and I've had folks that have had lots of change or large dollar bills, and all of them go to great causes here at the Salvation Army. We're trying to do the most good, and I'll be ringing a bell here for another about hour and a half or so down at 2 o'clock.
Tell us where you are again, Kevin. Tell us where you are.
I am at the Fred Meyer in East Wenatchee on the Starbucks side. So if you were to come off the highway here and turn into the Fred Meyer parking lot, I'm in the left entrance. The right entrance has somebody else, one of our sister stations, competing with us, and I want to beat them. So you could just go ahead. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
Do you have a bell?
Right door.
Let me hear your bell, please.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I'd know that bell anywhere. It says Salvation Army to me. Good job. And you have do you have a little red kettle?
I do. I have a red kettle. I have a blue apron. I am ready to go.
A blue apron. Yeah, I can see. Well, bring that back to work. I want to see what you look like in it in the morning.
I'll give it back to Salvation Army. I don't want to give them money and then steal from them at the same time. That seems like it's maybe not the cause.
One more time, your location and how long will you be there?
I'll be at the East Wenatchee Fred Meyer on the Starbucks entrance side until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Go to Fred Meyer, listen for the bell, meet Kevin Rounce, and thanks for the work you're doing. Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, Michael.
At 12:32, let me reintroduce you to our guests from Give North Central Washington Community Foundation Awards, Beth Stipe, the Executive Director, and Claire Odie, the Director for Community Grants. Thanks for letting me interrupt our conversation with Kevin. He's trying to become a member in good standing with the Salvation Army.
That's great.
He's a provisional member right now. There's a group called Small Miracles. Those are the best kind, aren't they? A small miracle that it happens right in front of you. You've decided to fund them for a good amount of money for a free summer lunch program. And that may sound like, well, free lunch? That's ridiculous. In America, you got to buy your lunch. But who does this support and who does it help?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to learn how many children go out without meals during the summer. You know, at school, they have access to these great healthy meals. But once the school is out, a lot of kids don't have great options.
And they simply go without.
And so this organization, Small Miracles, they step in and provide a wonderful meal throughout the summer. And last year, they actually provided 9,000 lunches at 21 different locations, Wenatchee, East Wenatchee, Rock Island, and Cashmere. So pretty incredible work that they're doing.
May I ask, when you receive the money from those who contribute to you, hoping that you will find some worthy cause to support, is it the same amount of money every year? Does it increase? Do you know how much you have to work with? How do you do your accounts? How do you know what you're working with in terms of dollars?
So again, the vast majority of, so the Give NCW campaign is kind of a two-pronged approach. And so the first side of that is us doing our work and going out and doing those site visits and selecting from the organizations. And then, excuse me.
Gesundheit. Good sneeze. There you go.
Sorry, had to sneeze.
Not at all. You feel better than anybody else in the room.
I do. Thank you. Anyway, so we go out and do that work, and we know ahead of time how much money we're going to have.
Okay.
The thing that we don't know is how much the community is going to step up to help make the needs of these organizations viable. And so that's where the Give NCW campaign comes in. And so, like, as an example, last year, Give NCW raised $235,000. The Community Foundation put in $201,000. So the community actually outraised the Community Foundation last year, which was pretty exciting. And so last year, the total of $441,630 went to the 25 nonprofits in our region.
Wow.
That's incredible.
You always stop at 25. You just figure we can do 25, maybe.
Right. And getting to 25 is really hard because we do want to make the grants meaningful. And so the whole idea is that these organizations have applied for funds that they need for particular programs that they're doing. And we don't want to just give them a partial grant. We want to make sure that they are complete. And so between us and what the community does, we're hoping that we get them 100% of the way there. And do you remember, Claire, how many were fully funded last year?
I think about half were fully funded, but most make really good progress on their goals.
Yep.
Beth Stipe and Claire Odie with the Give NCW campaign. The Community Foundation Awards are being made right now. We'll be back to talk further with them. And Merry Christmas to you right after these words.
News Radio 560 KPQ. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:39 at News Radio 560 KPQ, 36 sunny degrees outside on kind of a chilly day, but inside we're discussing the good news of the season. The Give NCW representatives are here. Beth Stipe, the executive director. Claire Odie, the director of community grants. I'm looking here at the list of all the grants you've given away. You didn't leave out Okanagan County. Yay! They probably thought, well, we're too far away from the big city. They'll never listen to our pleas for help. But you did.
Oh, yeah, of course. We love traveling up to Okanagan County. We actually went as far north as Tenasket this year. And last year, we went all the way up to Oroville. So we don't want to leave our friends in the north out of the loop here.
And tell us about the bequest that you gave to Okanagan County. A couple different reasons there. The Land Trust and the Community Action Council, etc.
Yeah, so we've got the Okanagan County Community Action Council on the list this year, and they received a grant of $10,000 with a goal of $50,000. So they've got a big goal on there. And what they do is they work with folks with chronic or complex medical needs, and they pair them with these health coaches who come out to their house and work with them and provide them resources. So it's a lot of senior citizens who are suffering from, you know, different chronic health needs, and help them reach their goals. Because a lot of these folks are actually kind of relying on our emergency health system, and so they don't have all the resources that they need. So they're actually going out into the homes and helping those folks.
It's hard to stay active and up to date with everything with your doctor when you're in a rural area where the doctor's not handy.
Absolutely, and they're traveling, you know, miles and miles to meet with these folks in the home.
The Pybus Market has a charitable foundation, but you've helped them with the charitable foundation contribution of your own.
Yeah, Pybus, they're such a great community resource for us and a space, and they do all of these awesome community programs throughout the year. If you've been through the market, you've probably seen them hold blood drives or do job fairs. They have really fun Lego competitions, music recitals, art exhibits, you name it. And so,
you mean like cherry spitting contests?
Those are, in particular, super exciting.
Very important community.
Well, you don't spit the cherry, you spit the pit.
Yeah.
There you go. You don't eat the cherry, spit the pit.
And what a lot of people don't know is that they're providing the space usually for free and or at a really low cost for these community groups to use. And so we want to be able to support them to make that possible.
I bet I know the answer to this, but I do ask questions I know the answer to sometimes. Who's most at risk in the Valley, the old and the young, or who?
Oh, gosh.
That's a hard question.
It is a hard question. I think that...
Well, you help them both.
Yeah, you could make the argument that either or both are equally at risk, and as well as some of our other community assets like the environment and the arts and education and all of those things that make a community a special place. And that's what's so great about the Community Foundation is we have this broad range of projects and causes that we're able to support. We don't just do one thing. We're able to support all of the things that make a community great.
That's great. Also, you mentioned artists, and you wouldn't expect artists to be in this list, but the art community does get a little gift.
That's right.
$5,000. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Well, we always say, you know, you have to feed someone's creativity and feed someone's soul and
yes.
feed someone with their food in their belly. So we cover
right,
all of
are.
Those bases.
Well, tell us, what are the artists in Chelan, Douglas, and Okanagan counties receive as a result of your bequest to the Artist Trust?
So we have some special art funding, and so we're actually able to support some different organizations. One is the Artist Trust, and they actually, it's kind of a cool nonprofit that folks maybe haven't heard of. They do work statewide, but they work with professional artists who are trying to make a living. And, you know, you often hear that artists aren't typically the best business people. Some are, and I don't want to make generalizations, but this organization helps those individuals who are artists actually create business plans and make smart financial choices.
It's funny. If you're an artist, you're always criticized for not making good business decisions. But if you're an MBA and you can't draw, nobody criticizes
That's
you.
That's exactly right. That's a really good point.
You can't draw worth a damn. How
That's
could you
right.
be an MBA?
Exactly.
Is that a cat or what is that? We can't tell what that is. Not, in connection with the support for the arts, you support the theater camp, too, for the Upper Valley Connection. What are they doing up there?
Yeah, so Upper Valley Connection is incredible. They do lots of, actually a variety of work with individuals with special needs. But one cool thing that they do is they put on a musical every year. And this year, I believe it's The Little Mermaid. And so every individual with special needs is paired with a volunteer, and they're up there on stage, and they all have their lines and their characters, and they put on this amazing performance. And if you haven't been before, I really encourage you to go check it out.
Excellent. Now, let's go back to 1986 when this whole organization began. Was the idea to become what you are today, or did you find yourself becoming what the community needed?
Well, I think that's probably true both. We definitely were started in 1986 with the idea that we would be a community foundation that covered all sorts of broad causes in our region, which we're doing, as well as being a place where a broad range of people can leave legacy gifts and engage in philanthropic work, and we're doing that as well. And so, but on the flip side, certainly our grant making has, we both cover the needs of the donors who have a very particular interest in something that, or a cause that's important to them, but then we're also able to meet the developing and evolving needs that come about in the community as time goes by. And certainly I bet if we could time capsule back to 1986, we would see a very different community that had some different needs than we do today.
They weren't being seen to.
Exactly. And so that's the great thing. And 30 years from now, we'll be seeing different needs than we're seeing today. And so that flexible ability of the foundation to be able to come in and meet the needs where they are is really a great gift to the community. So we're really grateful to those folks who have left unrestricted gifts to the foundation to help us to support this ongoing, evolving work. And
those are people who have already done their bequeathing, but it's never too late to give.
That's
right. To give
and
today.
That's
how
the whole
how
idea
do we do
with
it?
This GiveNCW yeah. campaign is that if you go to GiveNCW.org, you can see the entire list of those 25 organizations that we've been talking about today. And it looks just like a shopping cart that you would find on Amazon, where it'll have a little section that says how much money the organization is trying to raise, how much money they've raised so far, and what the remaining amount that they need to raise is, and then there'll be a little donate button, and you can click on that. And the minimum donation is $10. And we'd love everyone to go on and give. That's really our goal this year, is that we would love to see over 1,000 people who could click on to givencw.org and to make a gift to a charity or multiple charities of your choice, because every one of us can make a difference, and that's the great thing about this GiveNCW campaign.
Especially when you raise the money that you've raised, to do it $10 at a time is a great feat. Good for you.
And we have donors that have stepped up to cover the credit card fees, so every single dollar that people are giving goes directly to that nonprofit that they want to support.
And for people who come by and want to meet you guys, do you have offices here in town?
We do.
We're at
9 South Wenatchee Avenue, so between Arondo and Palouse on the avenue. And we have office hours between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. And you can also check us out online at cfncw.org. And I would also say that, you know, we have a couple of fun things coming up.
Yes, go ahead.
Every Monday, we do what we call is a Fun Day Monday. And so anyone who makes a contribution on a Monday to any of these 25 nonprofits will get put into a drawing to win $500 to spend on the catalog. So they can give $500 to a variety of different organizations or to their very favorite one. And so that's always a fun little contest that we run. And then we have a couple of really great sponsors this year. Cafe Mela is offering a $25 gift card. So December 11th through 15th, every time that you donate and your name is entered to win, you can win a $25 gift card at Cafe Mela. And then the week of the 18th through the 21st, Firehouse Pet is doing the same thing for us. And so you can, if you give on the catalog, you'll be entered to win a $25 Firehouse gift card during that week as well.
How do we enter these things?
So all you do is you go on to cfncw.org and make a contribution to one of the charities of your choice. Again, it's a $10 minimum gift. So you can do good things and maybe win a little prize on to boot.
That's Beth Stipe, the executive director of GiveNCW. We're going to take a quick break and talk with her and Claire Oatney more about their organization right after this.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio.
Paid endorsement.
News Radio 560 KPQ. This show's over. We've enjoyed having Beth Stipe and Claire Oatney from the Give NCW organization, the Community Foundation Awards, who are being awarded. Beth, you have the last word.
Oh, that's so nice. I always love having the last word. Well, we just want to thank everyone and encourage you to go check out the catalog at givencw.org. That's where you can go and have a $10 minimum donation, help support these great causes in our community. And again, 100% of the gift goes to the nonprofit. The credit card fees are taken care of by the Community Foundation. And we're just super excited for people to go check out these great projects.
You did a good job. You had a good year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you both. Beth Stipe, Executive Director, and Claire Oatney, Director of Community Grants for the Community Foundation Awards.
You're